From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia has joined by China in vetoing the latest UN Security Council draft resolution on Syria, aimed at securing a week-long ceasefire. It was designed to allow in humanitarian aid for tens of thousands of trapped civilians, a situation that UN humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien warned that again Monday is growing more acute.
Certainly over 200,000 people remain besieged, and we need to reach them. We know that the last formal food distribution was on the 15th of November, and that people have been eking out what they can. Prices have skyrocketed, so there's a real and severe shortage of foodstuffs.
Russia's ambassador to the UN argued rebels would use the pause to restock ammunition and fortify their positions. Meanwhile, Moscow said it will start talks with the U.S. in Geneva this week on a rebel pullout from Aleppo as government and allied forces press an offensive against the rebel-held sector. A Gambian court has freed a senior opposition leader along with 18 other political prisoners pending an appeal of their convictions on unlawful assembly. The decision comes just days after Friday's stunning defeat of longtime incumbent Yahya Jammeh by real estate developer Adama Barrow. Hussein Darbo heads the United Democratic Party. His wife Mamuna calls it a new day.
I'm feeling happy. It's a new Gambia. There will be freedom, freedom of expression, respect for human rights and law.
All 19 had been sentenced to 3 years in jail for taking part in a protest in April that demanded electoral reform. Mr. Jammeh ruled the West African country for more than two decades and was accused of stifling dissent and other rights abuses. This is VOA News. The death